Greetings, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to rarely heard works by French female composers. Cherchez la femme is what we call this week's program. Let's begin with Augusta Olmez, who lived from 1847 to 1903, a French composer of Irish ancestry. She was gifted not only as a musician, but as a painter. Allegedly, she was also a great beauty with a lively intelligence. She became a pupil of César Franck. Saint-Saëns proposed marriage to her on multiple occasions without success. Franck's piano quintet is said to enshrine the teacher's art and longing for his student. Saint-Saëns, who participated in the work's premiere, was not amused. Far from limiting herself to salon pieces, piano miniatures and songs expected of women composers of the day, Olmez preferred working on larger orchestral canvases, writing symphonic poems, oratorios, choral symphonies, and opera. She composed the symphonic poem Andromède in 1883, inspired by the mythological figure of Andromeda. Here's the Rhineland-Pfalz Philharmonic, conducted by Samuel Friedman. Andromède by Augusta Olmez.
Thank you.
Music dating from 1883 by Augusta Olmez. The name is spelled like Holmes, by the way. That was the symphonic poem Andromeda, Andromeda. The Rhineland-Pfalz Philharmonic was conducted by Samuel Friedman. Louis Ferranc lived from 1804 to 1875. She was remarkable for, among other reasons, her being the only woman on the teaching faculty of the Paris Conservatory during the whole of the 19th century. Beginning in 1842, she served as professor of piano there for 30 years. Of course, she was only allowed to teach women. By the end of the first decade, her stature was such that she was able to demand and receive equal pay. She composed three symphonies. The third, in the key of G minor, is particularly impressive. Here's the Hanover Radio Philharmonic, conducted by Johannes Goretzky, in this music of Louis Ferranc.
Thank you.
Elisa given its first performance in Paris in 1849. That was the Symphony No. 3 by Louis Ferranc, Ferranc's final orchestral work, and the most frequently performed of Ferranc's orchestral works. That's not to say it is overplayed. The work was a great success at its premiere. It was performed here by the Hanover Philharmonic, conducted by Johannes Goretzky. Marie Granval lived from 1830 to 1907. Granval was from a well-to-do family, so she was always able to pursue music without financial concern. Early on, she studied with Friedrich Flirtov, then Frédéric Chopin, and later Camille Saint-Saëns. Saint-Saëns dedicated his Christmas oratorio to her. She was the most frequently performed composer on concerts of the Société Nationale de Musique, which Saint-Saëns founded to promote orchestral music, which was underserved in opera-mad France, where orchestras were tied to the theaters. Granval herself was a composer of opera and choral music. Here, however, are two pieces for oboe, cello, and piano, a romance and a gavotte. We hear them performed by the Ambach Chamber Ensemble.
Thank you.
Music by Marie Grandval. Two pieces for oboe, cello, and piano. They were performed by Jeremy Palmer, Naomi Butterworth, and Diane Ambosch, members of the Ambosch Chamber Ensemble. And with the music of Marie Grandval, we come to the conclusion of this week's program, an hour of rarely heard music by French female composers. Cherchez la femme. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.